For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford more time to decide on the terms for her to testify about allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers getting drunk at a party. That's according to a tweet from Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa. President Trump told a rally in Missouri Friday night, "There's a lingering stench about what was being exposed at the Justice Department," and promised to get rid of it like he did at the FBI. Trump also made mention of his Supreme Court nominee.
"Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?" And I said, "We have to fight for him, not worry about the other side."
Christine Blasey Ford now has until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to her request to testify to the committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The head of FEMA used government vehicles without proper authorization, but will not lose his job over it. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Brock Long had been under investigation by the Homeland Security Department's watchdog over possibly misusing government vehicles to travel to his home in North Carolina. Nielsen says they spoke about the problems and Long agreed to reimburse the government, though it's not clear how much money that actually is. Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell has been placed on administrative leave following allegations of domestic violence from his wife. Cubs owner Todd Ricketts.
"Anytime there are accusations of this nature, they have to be taken very seriously, and timing or inconvenience doesn't play into it."
This after a blog post attributed to Melissa Wrighty, which contained detailed allegations of years of physical and emotional abuse at the hands of Russell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder is now free, thanks to three law students. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Valentino Dixon, released from prison after serving 27 years behind bars in Erie County, New York. His release a result of work done by Georgetown University law students who re-examined his case as part of a prison reform project course. The students re-interviewed witnesses, finding prosecutors never revealed to Dixon's defense lawyer that a gunpowder test on Dixon's hands had come back negative.
"You know, I had my moments where I was bitter and angry and frustrated, you know, but I'm not upset with anybody right now. Wow. In fact, the people that put me here, I would give them a hug right now."
Dixon saying on the NBC Today show, "Being free is the greatest feeling in the world." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People in the Carolinas are still cleaning up after Hurricane Florence. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
1 week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the Tar Heel State continues to feel the effects of the monster storm.
"Some locations won't see rivers crest until late in the weekend, and flooding will continue well into next week. This means that lives are still at risk, and people need to stay alert for local evacuation orders."
The governor says about 3,700 people remain in shelters statewide. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.